Lesson 3C. Exercises 3 and 4. Speaker 1.
I started doing it about 5 years ago. At that time, I didn't know what the word creaking meant. But I was already a fan of kayaking, and I suppose I was looking for a new challenge. The first time I saw it, I thought, hey, this doesn't look possible. You can't take a kayak down a waterfall. But actually, it doesn't feel quite as bad when you're doing it because you're in control most of the time. And now I just love creaking. The adrenaline is amazing. I can't go back to ordinary kayaking. Never.
Speaker 2.
Free soloing is the most extreme form of climbing because it doesn't use any equipment at all. No ropes, no safety gear, nothing. It's just the climber and the cliff or mountain. I started doing it 10 years ago because I was looking for a physical challenge. It needs a lot more strength than ordinary climbing. You need strong fingers, hands and arms in particular. And of course, it's dangerous sometimes, but I don't think about that. For me, it's all about testing myself, not about risking my life.
Speaker 3.
When I first told people I was into volcano boarding, people thought I was joking. That's because most of them didn't know anything at all about the sport. I didn't know anything about it either until I was in Nicaragua on holiday 3 years ago. I visited a volcano called Cerro Negro. The name just means Black Hill. It's a young, active volcano and the best place in the world for volcano boarding. So I decided to try it. It takes 45 minutes to walk up the volcano, then just a few minutes to surf down it. It was amazing, really thrilling, but very hot.